Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast that will help you change how you work, not who you are. This is where we talk honestly about thinking clearly, making better decisions, and building a business that actually feels good to run without hustle, hype, or pretending everything's fine. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, optimist, realist, and self-employed since 2011. Here's this week's episode. Welcome to another episode of Messy Business. I'm Libby Langley and I've got a question for you today. Your business is working, right? So why do you hate it? And hate, as my husband says to me, is a very strong word. But, you know, there's times definitely when you really hate what you're doing, right? Not necessarily what you're doing, but the way you're doing it. And that's a really important thing that I just don't think is like said out loud all that often. I mean, I've hated my business in the, 14 and a half years I've been running it. I've hated it, you know, sometimes on a weekly basis. but certainly have had periods of not knowing that I hated it, right? But just, I'll talk you through it. And this is really to kind of reassure you that you're not alone in this. You know, sometimes we all go through this, but actually it's not as disastrous as it may sound at all. So, you know, there can be a real awkwardness about this. You know, this maybe you feel ungrateful kind of saying that out loud, because, you know, when things are working, that can be quite confronting. I think really, you know, if you've got clients coming in and you like the clients, this is often not about the clients, right? And I don't know how many times I kind of need to reiterate this, I guess, to myself and to any of my previous clients who listen to this, because I know there's a few of you. Hi, thanks for still listening. It's never really about the clients. Certainly hasn't been for me. Oh, mate, there's been a couple of dicks over the years, don't get me wrong, but not for a long time. It's about the way that you deliver things, generally speaking, and I'll come on to that. But, you know, when things are working, what it looks like really is that you have clients coming in, you have people wanting to work with you, you have inquiries or DMs or messages or whatever, you know, you have stuff, your numbers are going up. And that generally means that you have some money coming in as well. Might not be where you want it to be at all. But you've got some money coming in, you know, to all intents and purposes, this is a business that does some stuff, right, that functions. And people would kind of know that, you know, you're doing all right. And you're someone who perhaps has longevity, perhaps has a good reputation, all of these things, right? All of these things kind of exist in a business that's working. All right. And so on paper, all of it, everything makes sense. There isn't necessarily anything blindingly obvious that's wrong. And that can be where this guilt, this awkwardness, you know, can come in, because it's like, you know, they're saying, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it's like, yeah, well, it ain't broke. But so why is it not making me happy? And, you know, I've talked a lot about what happened to me when I first started the business, or the first few years, first 5 years of running the business. And, you know, it was absolutely flying and it was really exciting. And some of the stuff I got involved with was just really cool. It's funny, something came up on my Facebook memories when I used to share a lot more on my personal Facebook about work, stuff I was doing with work, I suppose, because it was all new and exciting, right? But, you know, I was involved in a local kind of Dragon's Den competition thing that was really cool. And I've still got the mug, that one of the personalized mug that the winner gave us. And I still remember who they were and all of that. And I was surprised when it popped up in my memories that how long ago it was. I think it was 11 years ago. And I'm like, what have I achieved in the 11 years since that? Because I don't know, you know, there was like this real kind of, it was a different time and place, right? You know, there weren't as many people in business. We did a lot more stuff in person, although I've always delivered stuff online right from, well, I don't know, 18 years ago or something. Much more stuff was in person. You kind of got known as a known as a person rather than as a person on the internet much more quickly and easily. And it just, you know, it was just really exciting. There was just loads of cool stuff going on. But the mistake I made was to build the business model that I didn't like. And that was basically doing social media management, which bored the bum off me. And so I employed a team to do all that, and I had to pay the team, you know, and that was all quite expensive, and the business wasn't as profitable as it should have been. And the bits that I really liked were, you know, I liked having the people around me. They were a great team, but it just didn't work for me. And, you know, so it was absolutely working, absolutely looked like it was working, but it wasn't for me. So this is where the kind of, you know, your business is working, so why do you hate it comes from? Because it's like, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you grateful? Why don't you like it? And the answer is, you know, don't know, just don't. And there doesn't need to be any more answer than that, actually. You don't need to ever justify yourself or anything to anyone other than you, anyone other than yourself. So, you know, the hate, it's not necessarily always like hate, but low-key hate. but it kind of manifests itself in certain ways that might well resonate with you. You know, you don't want to open your laptop. You don't want to sit at your desk. And I've had long periods of that, of just kind of not wanting to be in the room where the work is supposed to happen. And that's happened recently as well. Actually, over the weekend, I've moved my office around a bit and I've bought some new paint because I painted it really, really dark green, which is absolutely stunning. But it's not as kind of woomy, cocoony as I thought it was going to be. It's a bit more gloomy and oppressive. So I bought some bright yellow paint and I'm doing quite a large part of it bright yellow, which is much more me, which is much more fun. But you know, that's all kind of part of it, isn't it? The environment that you work in and the environment you create for yourself. And I've been trying to work out, I guess this year, but since we moved last summer, what it is about being in this room that I don't like, because it's got a stunning view out the back. And really, we've moved the furniture around and I've chosen a different paint colour. And, you know, that with realigning my business to how I want to operate is, you know, it's like enough. And also the new financial year, that's always a massive thing for me. But, you know, this kind of hate can kind of look like, you know, you don't want to open your laptop, you don't want to sit at your desk, you don't want to turn your computer on. And you want to avoid certain clients or tasks. You know, if you get to the point where you've got a reasonably successful business, but you're like, oh, I don't want to do that call. And it's not even necessarily as obviously as that, just like a, you know, that kind of that we can feel sometimes. And that's telling you a lot. And you should really listen to that because, like I say, it isn't necessarily that the client isn't a good fit. It isn't. It's the delivery mechanism might not be a good fit. Okay. So don't assume that you need to get rid of all your clients in order to make this work. You can change the way that you work with them. It's just, I need to just keep reiterating that because it's not necessarily about the people, right? But if you're avoiding certain tasks as well, you know, if you've got a load of people that you could follow up or, you know, regular emails that you could send and you don't. It's like, why don't I want to do this? I mean, apathy, right? Obviously, procrastination, you know, ADHD, I'd rather do 50 million other things. But those aside, it's like, what's the kind of deep-rooted feeling about why am I not doing, what isn't right? Why am I not doing this? Do I just need to repaint a wall and actually, or open the space up? That's what I've done in here. My desk was kind of around in a corner. You can have it straight or you can have it folded, bended in a right angle, basically, this desk. And it's been in a right angle, like round the corner and kind of part facing out the window. And I've opened it up all along one wall. So it's opened the window up. There's now nothing in front of the window. And it just makes such a phenomenal difference. Small things like that, you know, the more you open yourself up and literally open your space up, I think the more you're allowing other things in and you're allowing everything to breathe. That sounds a bit woo, but I think there's an element of truth in there for sure. And what about when you feel irritated by your own business? You know, I've worked with plenty of clients who just it just grates on them. That's a tough place to be, isn't it? When you just don't, it's just not right. You just, And I think we've all been there from time to time. But you know, that's how this kind of hate can manifest itself for you. And certainly everything feeling like more effort than it should is a big one. And it's like listing stuff on Vinted for me, honestly. I swear. It's like the most Herculean task ever to list a pair of trainers on Vinted. There's brand new with the labels on, you know, yes, I've got three pairs of those currently listed. But it's like, it takes, honestly, it probably takes, what, 2 to 3 minutes from start to finish. And yet they can sit there for 2 months because I can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it. And I don't know why that is. But this, the if your business is like that and you're putting stuff off, then try and kind of get to the root of why you think that is. Try and work out what it is that's not sitting right in the business and actually how you would rather be doing things. And if you want to, you think, oh, I've created this beautiful office for myself, but I don't want to work in it. Don't work in it, then it's fine. You repurpose the room. It doesn't, you know, all these things can be changed. And if you're like, oh, I don't want to do this call today at 12 o'clock, don't do it that way. Change the way that you work with people. Go to asynchronous working or do it in person. Go full old school and do everything in person. You can get to choose all of these things. And if you're feeling kind of tired of it, even though it's fine, then that's, you know, that's what this is, this whole, like, my business is working, why do I hate it? That's how it can look for you, and that's how it can manifest itself. And it's like a creeping rot, you know, like dry rot or damp or something like that. It's probably there for years before you see it. And when you do see it, it's like an absolute nightmare to try and sort it all out. I'm just laughing because we got our leaking chimney fixed and now the walls are cracking as they're drying out. And so, hooray. But this is what it, you know, this is kind of what it can be like in a business, right? It takes a long time for this rot, this disappointment, whatever, to set in. And that's when the guilt comes about. You know, this, I should be happy with this. I should be happy with this. Other people would be really happy with this. Why am I not happy with this? What's wrong with me? This is what I wanted. This is what I built. Why am I not happy with it? And other people would just love to have a business like mine. What is wrong with me? And, you know, that what... By doing that, that's, you stay in the business longer than you should. And absolutely don't need to burn the whole thing down and start again completely from scratch, or, you know, up sticks and open a coffee shop in the rural community. I don't know, whatever you dream of, that's only open from 10 till 2, 3 days a week. Whatever it is that you're dreaming of, you don't need to do those things. It's often kind of quite simple shifts or simple changes that can make this phenomenal difference. And, you know, that I want to just really say to you that actually you probably don't hate your business. You probably hate how it works. And it is just, it's just really, it's a really different reframe that. And that's certainly what I have, you know, I've kind of come to give myself that kindness and grace, I think, really. I've been so tied up with my business. You know, my identity has been so tied up with my business. I am my business. What am I without it? You know, oh my God, the tears I've cried over that. You know, who am I if I've not got this business? And it's never, that's, you know, that's totally the other way, right? But it's never actually the business that I've hated. And this is a really important thing for you to clarify within yourself. It's never been for me. And it's rarely is that it's actually the business that you hate, because I love working for myself. I love the fact that today I was able to finish off the office, sort some stuff out, do a bit of titivating with the painting, put the washing out, bring the washing in, because it was that kind of weather. And then record some podcasts. And I love that freedom. It's extremely good for me, mentally and physically, I think. And I absolutely love that I get to pick and choose what I do, and there's interesting projects that I'm involved with, and the clients that I work with are just fantastic. So there's so many things that I love and that with the business, but the bit that's always got to me and the bit that will, generally speaking, be the thing that gets to you is that you hate how it works or doesn't work, but you hate how it works. You either don't like the way that you're delivering stuff, you don't like what you're delivering, you don't like the niche that you've gone into, you resent the pricing point that you've picked, you've tried to add too many bells and whistles in, you're doing everything online when you want it to be in person, you're doing everything in person when you want to be online. You've created a 9-to-5 for yourself because that's the only thing that we really know. You've got too many moving parts. You've gone super tech heavy when actually you just want to run on post-it notes. You've invested so many things in so many things, so much money in so many things and so much time in so many things that you're just really confused about what the hell any of it is anymore. You know, this is what's really going on underneath when you say you hate your business, or you think, you know, you half thought of you hate your business. It's not that. It's not that at all. It's not the business, right? It's how it works. And that's absolutely fixable. That's really something that's pretty straightforward to fix. You know, takes time and effort and all that. But this is about a business that grew, but in the wrong direction. And I know that that's what has happened to me. And I think the blessing and the curse of being an inquisitive mind, wanting to learn lots of things, wanting to be involved in lots of things, that you sort of forget where you're going. And I think that that's great. If you're a pure consultant, right? Amazing. But if you market yourself or a freelancer or something, but if you kind of fall into the, this is the way we do things in business this week, this is the way we do things in business this week, this is the way, you know, all that kind of stuff, and you learn about all the things, then it's quite easy to forget what it is that you actually want and to add all these layers in and to add all these bells and whistles in. And this is when your business can be successful but still be wrong for you. Nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, look what you've created, right? It's bloody brilliant that you've created what you've got. Fact, it doesn't fit you. You know, you can change that, but there's still an enormous amount of pride in where you've come from, how you've got to where you are and where you are. I think that's absolutely phenomenal. I've always said that one of the biggest achievements I've had in my 14 and a half years in business is still having a roof over my head. And it sounds quite negative and it sounds quite melodramatic, but man alive, we all know that that is a hell of an achievement. So many businesses, what is it, within 3 years, an enormous percentage of businesses fail. And so to be in business anything longer than that, you're doing a grand job, right? The fact that the direction you've been going in turns out it's not really the one that suits you, well, you know that you have the capacity to be able to change that. Even if it's just the fact that you write in a blue pen and you want to write in a orange pen, you know, all these things can be changed, right? Can be so simple as that. And if that brings you a little bit of joy, then that's incredible. It might, you know, it doesn't have to be this massive mega upheaval, but it could be lots of smaller things that just make everything better. And I just want to say that working isn't the same as fits, right? You know, my business is successful. Okay, what's your measure of success? Is it your measure of success? Versus, I really love what I'm doing and it earns me an income, blah, blah, blah. You know, they're totally different things. And one is considerably more powerful than the other. I love what I'm doing. How good is that? Rather than, my business is successful. Oh, whoop-de-doo. When you're a very small business, you've got to love what you're doing, right? And if you don't love what you're doing, you can change it. But the reason that people don't change stuff, and the reason that people come to me, is because there's a real fear of changing stuff on your own. And also, you don't necessarily know how and what to change on your own. It's when you work with someone like me who can see things objectively and has seen, you know, I've worked with like 7,000 businesses. I've seen a ton of stuff in my time. So nothing surprises me. And it's often the same issues that reoccur again and again and again. And I'm very good at spotting what needs to change and asking the right questions to find out what you actually want from it. And then simplifying how to make the changes. I can assure you that it's 99.9% of the time, it's not that you need to invest in new software. It just isn't. And believe you me, I love software, right? But that's not going to, it's very rarely the answer. Because the answer comes from within you. It comes from what you want and what you need. And then having the courage and having the support of someone like me to help you find the path and the courage to go, this is what I want and this is the way I'm going to do it. And everyone else can just off, right? That's the best, absolute best and most empowering way to run a business is that. Is to be utterly selfish about it. But why should you be anything other than selfish about it when it's your business that you're running, right? And that doesn't mean that you don't act with kindness to your fellow business people, to your clients, to all of that. But it means that you absolutely build what you want. And that's the only way that it should be. Anything else doesn't really make any sense to build it in any other way than what you want. And yet we do. We do what we're told. We do what we think is right. And it's only when, I was 5 years in when I decided that my business model wasn't right. And I'd never really thought about doing it another way because I was new to business. So why would I? And it was great fun. But the business model wasn't. So, I could have had me and Mike, who I used to work with, who was just, it was epic. I loved working with him. Me and him. He could have supported me like my kind of right-hand person there. And we could have taken over the world between the two of us. But it was, and that would still have been going now, that business model. But it was adding and adding and adding and adding and adding. And being good at lots of stuff is sometimes a downfall because just because you're good at it and just because you can do it doesn't mean that you should. So yeah, it took me a long time to kind of realize that. And it took me a long time to, that's 10 years ago, 11 years ago now, that all ended. And it's taken, I would say it's probably taken me 10 years to kind of get over that because there's a real grief in making such a drastic change and impacting people's lives. Having to make staff redundant was just so awful. So give yourself the grace to listen to what you're actually thinking and saying and do get the support to change it. This is what I do. You know from listening to my podcast, this is what I talk about all the time. And this is what I support my clients with. So do reach out for support because that's what I'm here for, right? But some of the reasons that you might not be changing it is a real fear of breaking something that's working. And yeah, you might have to. All the social media management clients that we had then back in the day, about 40, I think, I got rid of them all. I terminated all those agreements. And financially, whoopsie. However, I also wasn't paying my staff and didn't have my office to pay. So, it worked out that actually the bits that I was doing, the consultancy and the coaching and all that stuff, was the profitable stuff anyway. So amazing what, when you look at all the details, what actually shows up. And that's another thing that I do with my clients is I need to know all the financials, right? There's no shying away from any of that because that's where a lot of the answers are. A lot of the answers are in you and the way you feel, but a lot of the business answers are in the financials. So you can't do that. And you might well have a fear of losing income too. And you might lose income. But what will come next is epic. So you will fly and it will be more profitable and far less effort and far less stress. So, that's probably worth it. It's probably worth the change, I'm just saying. And if you don't know what to change, come talk to me because I will know what you need to change and I will be able to help you and I will be able to steer you and I will be able to guide you. Because it is so hard to do it on your own. And I think, even though I've worked with a lot of coaches over the years myself, I've always been part of some kind of program, coaching program or mastermind or something like that. But I think the reason I've never really found my place in those is because I've never really been honest with myself until now until recently about what it is that I actually want, and had the courageousness, bold, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm just jaded and tired and I can't be bothered to mask it all anymore. You know, that's probably part of it. You know, to do stuff other than now. So if you hate running your business, there's a reason, and it is usually fixable, okay? And 2 years ago, I had a tattoo done on my arm, and one of the things within this tattoo is it says, be bold. And I think it's taken me 2 years to get to this point. And I wrote that as a kind of aid memoir, as a note to self. And I think over the last 2 years, this has been part of the journey of going, do you know what? Why don't you just practice what you preach? Like, just do that. And so I am doing now, absolutely gloriously unbridled, boldness and honesty and truth. And it's really great. And what's really interesting is how much easier it is for me, how much more profitable, how many more people are coming to inquire, how much less effort it is for me, how much more fun. And the future is just absolutely glorious. And I wish the same for you. So, you know, if your business is working, but you feel a bit like you hate it, then I hope that this episode has given you the courage and a bit of a mindset shift to do things slightly differently. Do message me, let me know. And if you want my help, you know where I am. All right, lots of love. I'll see you next week on another episode of Messy Business. Ta-ra. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. If this episode made things feel a little clearer, come and tell me. I'm over on Instagram at Libby Langley. Until next time, remember, you can change how you work without needing to change who you are.